This is Matt Wells at UN News. Well, marking World Press Freedom Day on Friday, the UN Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, UNESCO, is launching a campaign highlighting the vital role journalists play in maintaining a healthy democracy. Speaking to UN News' Li Jiang, UNESCO Media Chief George Papagiannis underlined that communities need to have a free, independent and vibrant press so that citizens can participate intelligently in their civic duties, especially when it comes to election time.
Well, the reason that we have this campaign is because we have World Press Freedom Day, and our campaigns are linked to this important day on our calendar, which happens every year on the 3rd of May. And this year, we have as a campaign, Defending Journalism. As a theme for World Press Freedom Day, we're looking at the important role that journalism plays in media for democracy, journalism and elections in times of disinformation. And so what we're trying to emphasize here is that communities need to have a free, independent, and vibrant press, a vibrant media community that is able to report on the issues that these communities are facing, and so that communities can intelligently participate in their civic duties, which very often that one moment is at the time of an election. It's a very important part of how democracies function. With a well-informed community, a population, that then can make decisions based on that information that are best for that community, and doing that through the ballot box. The content of the campaign, of course, is to defend journalism, and I guess if there's a subtext with this, to defend journalists who are doing this important work, sometimes under difficult conditions. And we are certainly seeing that there is a trend taking place globally in which, one, we have disinformation coming through, largely the result of information that is being passed on social media channels, but also attacks on journalists that diminish their role or attempt to diminish their role by diminishing them. And so what we're attempting to get out as a message is that we must defend journalists, we must defend journalism.
Okay, this year, the UNESCO Guillermo Gano World Press Freedom Prize is awarded to Reuters journalists who are imprisoned due to their coverage on the Rohingya crisis in Myanmar. How do you think about the increasing attacks on journalists and the shrinking space for public debate in that country and perhaps also witnessed in other countries in the world?
It's a worrying trend, and it is something that we certainly are concerned about and we take note of. Of course, the UNESCO Director General condemns the murders of journalists and attacks that result in the death of a journalist. But we also analyze the situation in the global freedom of expression through, for example, our World Trends in Freedom of Expression and Media Development report. And so what we're seeing, what I think everybody is recognizing, and that is journalism and journalists are under attack. We see a partitioning of information. We see that the social media channels need to be, I would say, much more observant of what is happening on their channels to ensure that misinformation or disinformation is not going out, masquerading as something that is supposed to be true. And so we have a double challenge here. One, the protection of those who do quality journalism and those news organizations that work to ensure that their communities are informed. On the other side, we have to be looking at the flow of disinformation and trying to improve an individual's and, more broadly, community's capacity to identify disinformation or misinformation in ways that make them much more capable of discerning what is good journalism, good information that they can base their decisions on, and what information is not good and on which no decisions should be made based on that disinformation.
Okay, so what roles should technology and social media play in the spread of information and during elections, such as the AI, and how to deal with the false information that's incurred?
Well, it's very clear that technology and social media platforms are playing a very distinctive role. There are times when that role is constructive and the information that is being shared is based on verifiable fact. And there are times when it is not constructive and information is being manipulated and the truth is being obscured or something is being put forward as the truth, which it is not. And that creates a serious challenge for all of us because our capacity to deal with the issues that we're confronted with where we live is based on our ability to access the facts, the truth, and then to make a determination as to how we're going to address those challenges.
How will artificial intelligence contribute to election, the coverage on elections?
Well, I think what we have seen is that there are challenges there in terms of how artificial intelligence may be implemented in order to promote the wrong information, in order to disinform. And clearly, and most recently here at UNESCO, we held a major conference on the ethical principles of artificial intelligence, not specifically on issues related to disinformation, but one cannot ignore the fact that disinformation that is pushed onto social media channels using artificial intelligence as a way of masking it, of putting it into a context that is not true, is something that we must confront. And we have seen, and I think that there has been evidence, that this type of information is getting out there. And we are trying to look at different ways in which, one, those companies that manage these platforms are capable of identifying and taking action to ensure that this information is not being put forward on their channels, on their social media channels, and also to provide the individual with a level of media and information literacy, which is a critical part of discerning and having the knowledge and the capacity to discern whether or not something actually is or is not true. Those components link to, of course, what should be ethical principles for AI, for artificial intelligence, to ensure that those who are working in AI are taking steps that prevent the misuse of the AI that they are creating.
Okay, so with the rapid development of technology, people think that journalism is more and more about the platforms rather than contents. Do you agree with this?
Yeah, I think it's important that we don't find ourselves going down a rabbit hole. There is a lot more information available out there than ever before. So the platforms there are good platforms and there are not good platforms. There are respected sources and there are not respected sources. We have to be as consumers, not necessarily speaking on the part to say that UNESCO or the UN, but we as consumers need to be conscious about these things. And those of us who are attempting to work on this at the policy level need to be cognizant of what would be the appropriate policies that guide the growth of new technology, that also ensures that that growth is commensurate with the needs of communities to have access to verifiable, honest-to-goodness information on which they can base their life's decisions on.